Hello, my name is Daniel Connor. I am from, originally born up in Long Beach, California. I was born there on August 5th, 1985. And I lived up there, I'd say, for the first 5.5 years of my life. So I moved down, I moved out to San Diego, California after that, when I was young. And I've lived down here pretty much ever since then. So I guess you could say I was pretty much raised out in San Diego. So if you ask me where I'm from, you could say I'm from San Diego. My major currently is kinesiology, and with that I have an emphasis in pre-physical therapy. And right now I'm actually taking your physics class because it is actually, for one thing, it is a requirement for my major. Even though it's a requirement for my major, that's not the only reason why I'm taking it. I mean, I feel physics is something that is vital in pretty much everything we do. Because if you really think about it, everything around us involves physics. I mean, yeah, some of the things we talk about in class, such as just range of motion, the effect of gravity against the body. I mean, all that, yes, in its complex form, that is physics, but you can break it down to its simplest things, like, say, flipping a coin. You could use physics to find out how high that coin will get in the air from the flick, all the way to when it'll hit your hand and you'll be able to determine whether it's heads or tails. I mean, just simple things like that can be physics, or say, how fast someone will drop to the ground when they jump out of an airplane when they're skydiving. I mean, things in everyday life involve physics. And I say physics is important to me because apparently it's going to be something that's going to be used in my major. I mean, since it's a requirement for the physical therapy major, I'm assuming it's going to be something we use. But on top of that, it's important to me just as a way of expanding my mind. I mean, since I am in the scientific field anyway, it's important to get a preview of physics as a science, as well as other sciences such as biology, chemistry. I guess it's important to really get a knowledge of that just to be well-rounded as an individual, because you never know when you're going to need to know physics, say, in my profession, for instance, say, for anything I may have to do when it comes to physical therapy. I mean, physics it's also important to my intellectual growth. I mean, in order to grow intellectually, I mean, I gotta be a well-rounded student, like I said before. I look at physics as somewhat of a challenge for me. I mean, I'm not someone who's really good at physics, like, for starters. I mean, it's something, coming into this class, I had a feeling I was going to struggle with, just because, I mean, physics is a pretty challenging subject in itself. And taking this class is a challenge to see how far I can push myself intellectually to actually succeed and see how well I can do. So it's somewhat of a contest. Me being a competitive person, I love actually pushing myself to my own personal limits, both just in any aspect of life, whether it be in sports or whether it be in school. I'm a pretty competitive person, and I like to push myself to my limits, and I see that as a way I can grow, just personally and emotionally, mentally, I can grow. And as far as this class, I noticed there's a certain problem-solving method we use to actually go about solving problems in our homeworks. And I feel this is very important as far as grasping the problem. I mean, it's important that we know how to, first of all, outline the problem, how to draw it out. And then it's important that we know the individual steps it takes to get the proper answer. But on top of that, I would say the reasoning portion is crucial, because it's time for us to actually sit back and look at what we did and look at how we came to that conclusion. So I see the problem-solving method as something that's very vital to our success in the physics class, and it's something that well-deservedly is pretty well enforced. Now, as far as my overall college experience, I would say college is something I think I like college. I mean, it's a place where over my years, I've met a lot of great people. I've learned a lot of things. I've taken a lot in with me so far, and I expect just, if anything, to broaden my horizons intellectually. in my college experiences. And on top of that, just have fun. Well, I'll say that pretty much concludes this interview. I'm going to actually get off of this right now, and you have a good night.